بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ذلك مما أوحى إليك ربك من الحكمة، ولا تجعل مع الله إلها آخر فتلقى في جهنم ملوما مدحورا.
Verse number 39. Those instructions, prohibitions and laws that we have explained to you are part of what your Lord has revealed to you. Do not take, O man, another deity together with Allah, for you will be thrown into hell on the day of judgment, blamed by your own soul and by people and banished from every good.
أَفَأَصْفَاكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ بِالْبَنِينَ وَاتَّخَذَ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنَاثًا إِنَّكُمْ لَتَقُولُونَ قَوْلًا عَظِيمًا.
Verse number 40. O you who claim that the angels are Allah's daughters, has your Lord chosen you, O idolaters, to have male children, while taking for himself daughters from among the angels? Allah is above what you are saying. You are indeed saying a terrible thing about Allah by ascribing children to him and claiming that he has daughters, persisting in your disbelief.
وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِيَذَّكَّرُوا وَمَا يَزِيدُهُمْ إِلَّا نُفُورًا.
Verse number 41. I have explained in this Quran laws, admonitions and examples so that people may take heed and tread the path that benefits them, leaving that which harms them. But the situation is that the nature of some of them has degenerated to the extent that this only makes them further from the truth and they detest it even more.
قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ مَعَهُ آلِهَةٌ كَمَا يَقُولُونَ إِذَا لَبْتَغَوْا إِلَى ذِي الْعَرْشِ سَبِيلًا.
Verse number 42. Say, O Messenger, to these idolaters, if there were other deities along with Allah as they say as a fabrication and lie, then those supposed deities would have sought a way to Allah, the owner of the throne, to try to defeat and combat him over his dominion.
Subhanahu wa ta'ala amma yaquluna 'uluwan kabira.
Verse number 43. Allah, may he be glorified, is pure and sanctified from what the idolaters attribute to him, and he is far above what they say.
تسبح له السماوات السبع والأرض ومن فيهن وإن من شيء إلا يسبح بحمده وإن من شيء إلا يسبح بحمده ولكن لا تفقهون تسبيحهم إنه كان حليما غفورا.
Verse number 44. The heavens glorify Allah, the earth glorifies Allah. Every creation in the heavens and the earth also glorifies Allah. There is nothing except that it declares His purity together with His praise, but you do not comprehend their manner of glorifying Him. This is because you only understand the glorification of those who do so in your language. He is forbearing, not quick to punish, and he is forgiving to those who repent to him.
وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ حِجَابًا مَسْتُورًا.
Verse number 45. When you, O Messenger, recite the Quran and they hear the warnings and admonitions it contains, I place between you and those who do not have faith in the Day of Judgment a barrier that prevents them from understanding the Qur'an, as a punishment for their turning away from it.
وَجَعَلْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَن يَفْقَهُوهُ وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا وإذا ذكرت ربك في القرآن وحده ولوا على أدبارهم نفورا.
Verse number 46. I have put covers on their hearts, so that they cannot understand the Qur'an, and heaviness in their ears, so that they cannot listen to it in a beneficial manner. When you mention your Lord in the Qur'an alone, and you do not mention their so-called Allahs, they turn on their heels, being far away from accepting Allah's pure oneness.
نحن أعلم بما يستمعون به إذ يستمعون إليك وإذ هم نجوى إذ يقول الظالمون إن تتبعون إلا رجلا مسحورا.
Verse number 47. I know best the way their leaders listen to the Quran. They do not want to take guidance from it, but they want to mock at it and disrupt your recitation. I also know best what they secretly confer about with respect to their denial of and preventing others from it. When these people who wrong themselves by their denial say, "You, O people, are only following a man who is bewitched and confused."
انظر كيف ضربوا لك الأمثال فضلوا فلا يستطيعون سبيلا.
Verse number 48. Consider, O Messenger, and be surprised at the various blameworthy attributes they describe you with. They have deviated from the truth and are confused. As a result, they cannot find the true path.
وقالوا أَإِذَا كُنَّا عِظَامًا وَرُفَاتًا أَإِنَّا لَمَبْعُوثُونَ خَلْقًا جَدِيدًا.
Verse number 49. The idolaters said in denial of resurrection, "When we die and become bones and our bodies decompose, will we be resurrected again? This is impossible." Beneficial points. 1. The claim that the angels are Allah's daughters is a huge fabrication and an extremely sinful statement in the sight of Allah, the Mighty and Majestic. 2. The verses of Allah only increase most people in aversion, due to their detestation for the truth and their love for the falsehood they adopt. 3. There is not a single creation in the heavens and the earth that does not glorify Allah together with praising Him. Hence, a servant should not let other creations surpass him in glorification. 4. On account of Allah's tolerance with His servants, He does not punish them quickly for their neglect and bad conduct. Allah's mercy precedes His anger. 5. The idolaters deny the occurrence of resurrection and the hereafter. 6. After resurrection, people will consider that they only remained in the world for a brief period of time, due to the length of their stay in the hereafter. 7. If a person is astonished at the restoration of life to decomposed bones and fragments, it is because of his lack of comprehension, weakness of ability, and a deficiency in his mental faculties.
قُلْ كُونُوا حِجَارَةً أَوْ حَدِيدًا.
Verse number 50. Say, O Messenger, become if you can, O idolaters, as hard as stones or as strong as iron, but you will never be able to do this.
أَوْ خَلْقًا مِّمَّا يَكْبُرُ فِي صُدُورِكُمْ فَسَيَقُولُونَ مَنْ يُعِيدُنَا قُلِ الَّذِي فَطَرَكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ فَسَيُنْغِضُونَ إِلَيْكَ رُؤُوسَهُمْ وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هُوَ قُلْ عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَكُونَ قَرِيبًا.
Verse number 51. Or become some other creation, greater than them amongst that which is considered great in your hearts. Allah shall restore you just as He initiated you, and He shall bring you back to life just as He created you in the first instance. These opponents will say, "Who will bring us back to life after we die?" Say to them, "He who created you in the first instance, without any precedent, shall restore you." Then they will shake their heads, mocking your response to them, and say unbelievingly, "When will this restoration be?" Say to them, "Perhaps it's near, as everything which is coming will soon arrive."
يوم يدعوكم فتستجيبون بحمده وتظنون إن لبثتم إلا قليلا.
Verse number 52. Allah will restore you on the day He shall call you towards the plane of resurrection. You will then respond to Him, complying to His command and praising Him, and you will think you had not stayed in the grave except for a while.
وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُوا الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَنْزَغُ بَيْنَهُمْ إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ كَانَ لِلْإِنسَانِ عَدُوًّا مُبِينًا.
Verse number 53. Say, O Messenger, to my believing servants, that they should say good words when speaking and refrain from bad off-putting words, because the Satan exploits them to spread between them what will spoil their worldly life and their hereafter. Surely, the Satan is an open enemy, so it is necessary to be wary of him.
رَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِكُمْ إِنْ يَشَأْ يَرْحَمْكُمْ أَوْ إِنْ يَشَأْ يُعَذِّبْكُمْ وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ عَلَيْهِمْ وَكِيلًا.
Verse number 54. Your Lord, O people, knows you best. Nothing of yours is hidden from Him. If He wishes to have mercy on you, He will have grace you with having faith and doing good deeds. And if He wishes to punish you, He can punish you by depriving you of faith, leaving you to die on disbelief. And He has not sent the messenger as a deputy over people to force them to believe or stop them from disbelief or to record their deeds. The messenger is only a conveyor of what Allah has ordered him to convey on his behalf.
وَرَبُّكَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَقَدْ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَ النَّبِيِّينَ عَلَى بَعْضٍ وَآتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ زَبُورًا.
Verse number 55. Your Lord, O Messenger, has full knowledge of all who are in the heavens and earth, and He fully knows their conditions and what they deserve. And I prepared some prophets over others through numerous followers and by revealing books to them. And I granted Dawood my book, the Psalms.
قل ادعوا الذين زعمتم من دونه فلا يملكون كشف الضر عنكم ولا تحويلا.
Verse number 56. Say, O Messenger, to these idolaters, O idolaters, call upon those you claim to be Allah's besides Allah. When some harm befalls you, they will neither be able to remove the harm from you, nor can they transfer it to someone else, due to their inability. Anything incapable cannot be Allah.
أولئك الذين يدعون يبتغون إلى ربهم الوسيلة أيهم أقرب ويرجون رحمته ويخافون عذابه. إن عذاب ربك كان محذورا.
Verse number 57. Those angels and others whom they call upon are themselves seeking good actions to bring them closer to Allah and competing to see who is closest to Him by obeying Him. They hope He has mercy on them, and they fear His punishment. The punishment of your Lord, O Messenger, is what should be feared.
وَإِن مِّن قَرْيَةٍ إِلَّا نَحْنُ مُهْلِكُوهَا قَبْلَ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ أَوْ مُعَذِّبُوهَا عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا كَانَ ذَلِكَ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَسْطُورًا.
Verse number 58. And there is no town or city except I will send upon it punishment and destruction in this worldly life, due to their disbelief, or afflicted with a mighty punishment, such as being killed, due to their disbelief, This destruction and punishment is a divine decree written in the preserved tablet. Beneficial points. 1. Humankind will not have any choice when called to come out of their graves except to comply and do as asked, and this will occur very quickly. 2. Good speech is the origin of every good characteristic and righteous action, because whoever controls his tongue controls all his affairs. 3. Allah elevated some prophets over others, according to his knowledge and wisdom. 4. Allah does not intend for his servants except that which is good, and he only commands them to what is beneficial for them. 5. The sign of love for Allah is a servant striving to do every action which brings him closer to Allah and competing in his closeness by making all actions sincerely for Allah. 6. Nobody besides Allah Mighty and Majestic can remove the harm of poverty, illness, affliction, or anything else.